I gotta say, for these newer generations out here, the Gen Z, Gen Y, Gen what the fuck ever they are now, whatever we're up to, I can't really keep up with it. So we're gonna go they, them, us, she, her, it, that. I guess that's, hopefully that's covered everybody, so nobody get mad about that. You're all covered, everybody. I was hoping maybe saying you all. I'm not very southern, so y'all doesn't really work for me, but all of the new generations out there, I gotta say I'm a little envious of you, in certain aspects. And the reason I say that is mostly because of your sexual promiscuity. You're a lot more adventurous than, us boring old timers with our missionary and doggy style. You guys, you think it and you fucking do it. Like, in every aspect of your life, you just have a thought and you fucking do it. And that's incredible. That's amazing. Because, like, you got women, they think, ah, I want to be a guy, and fucking bam, corn dog and a tube of super glue later, you're a fucking guy. Men want to be a woman, he's like, ah, I'm going to be a woman. A hacksaw, tube of super glue, and a reverse corn dog shell later, I guess you're a woman at that point. So yeah, I mean, you guys are pretty fucking, on top of things when it comes to that. And you guys will fuck at random, anytime, any place, anyone, anywhere, with no concerns. And that baffles me. It really does. It baffles me because, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but STDs are still out there, We had STDs that killed motherfuckers in our generation. We had like shit like AIDS and shit, I mean, you guys, your STDs come with like confusion, the overall want to shove a diamond-shaped butt plug with a fucking bunny fur on the end of it up your asshole and walk around with cat ears on the, occasionally, I guess, cross your eyes while someone's jerking off on your face. But back in our day, we did missionary, our dick swelled up, it blew up, and then, it was over with. We didn't have a dick no more. And, plus you didn't live very long, like, what, 7 years. I was so fucking scared of sexually transmitted diseases back when I was like seven. I tried to get tested because my brother had me touch a button on the VCR that was labeled STD. Try to explain that to your fucking family doctor. Hey man, I need to get a test. Why? I need to get a sexually transmitted disease test. Why? Well, I touched a button, the VCR said STD. He's like, you fucking stupid ass, go home. And that's how doctors talked to you back then, too. You didn't have a fucking card, to claim your feelings on there, and they had to, like, tone back. They just call you a fucking idiot, and that was that. So, I mean, after that, I was so scared. I actually had a questionnaire, like, whenever I was going to the bathroom and somebody else was coming out, I'd have them fill out a multiple choice questionnaire asking, like, dick questions, like, hey, is it burning when you pee? Do you have new bumps? Is anything going on out of the ordinary down there? Has your bush changed colors? Like, I'm asking fucked up shit because I was scared to death. I one time caught AIDS from a pocket pussy. Yeah, a pocket pussy. But, looking at it in hindsight, I probably shouldn't have bought it from a fucking yard sale, But the guy had not a space and he gave me hand sanitizer with it. So, safety first, right? Another thing I want to touch base on, women. Please stop telling other women about their men cheating on them. Stop that. You don't need to do it. You do not need to rush the process. Let the anger build so we have another good snapped episode, okay? You know what I mean? I mean, like, first off, you're overstepping your bounds. It's none of your fucking business. Do not tell other women when their man's cheating on them. Don't worry. Us men will tell on ourselves. We are fucking stupid. We do not need your help, okay? We will do fucked up shit on like an anniversary night, anniversary sex night, be banging our wife from behind and accidentally call her sister's name or some shit like that, or her best friend. Be like in the middle of it, oh, Anna, what? Huh? Yeah, then you're in fucking trouble. They know immediately. If it ain't that night, it's like fucking crazy freaky Friday night. You're like fucking getting down with the get down, and all of a sudden you tell your wife to jam a hairbrush up your ass bristles first, like Donna did last week. We will tell on our fucking selves. So stop telling on men. Let the anger build. Let the other women find out on their own. Trust me, it's better this way. A lot of good snapped episodes come from this, okay? Thank you.